lately, letzten is geworden, it's an alte Tumul, I don't know why it's, aber es ist geworden Sukkes, es ist geheb zu achon, eine neue Tumul in Eretz Israel. Und ich weiß, ein Stück hat mir Masbe, der Zdodim, that different people am Eure, beschem different Gdeilim, aber gut durch die Indien, that a lot of grape juice, or maybe most of the grape juice, you're not allowed to make it by a Priya Goffin. You're not allowed to make it by a Priya Goffin. And if you make by a Priya Goffin, say a broche levatole, and you're not, it's a kiddush, and it's a gomish. And we'll go through the tznodim. We have to know before we start that the Mishneh Berurah paskens in Reisha in Beis and in Tofa in Dalet that lekatchile kiddush davzayin al hayayin and al grape juice. As they paskens the Mishneh Berurah. So meikar hadin you have to have kiddush al hayayin and al grape juice. Bis the Mishneh Berurah speaks about someone that is doing shechiyonu Rosh Hashanah, and the grape juice is shechiyonu by him, and the wine not. So Mishneh Berurah, but even so, it's better to make the kiddush and the wine, and only to hold the grape juice in the other hand. So me'ikar adin, you have to make kiddush al hayayin. Okay. Some people can't drink wine. Was kamen tons? It felt in Oinig Shabbos. What's the different eitzes about? But me'ikar adin, Mishneh Berurah says lekatchila, you have to make kiddush and wine. But mikomakoyim, some people, it's too hard for them, or for different reasons, they do kiddush and grape juice. Now, the shaila is if you could do kiddush and grape juice or not. So we're masbid. The Gemara zogt in Broches, daf lamed hei amud beis, why you make beire priya gofen and yain? It's grapes. Iron juice is shakol and a bayer priya eitz. But why bayer priya gofen? Zog the Gemara, ishtani leiluye. Zog the Gemara, what is ishtani leiluye? Zog the Gemara, the yayin soidu mesameach. Yayin is soidu mesameach. It fills you up and it makes you happy. So while yayin soidu mesameach, this is the reason we make Beir Priya Gofen al Hayayin. Now, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, Zog the Gemara, Seichet Odom Eshkoil Anovim Ve'oimer Olof Kiddush Hayayim. You take grapes, you squeeze them, and you make Kiddush Hayayim. Frektach de Kashe, grape juice is not Mesameach. What is the Raya? Grape juice is not Mesameach. One Raya is, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Mi'ikar Adin, you're allowed to drink Yain Migito in Sudam Afsekes. We 9 days, that's just in Chumas. Speaking of the Ikar Adin in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to drink wine in Sudam Afsekes, but grape juice, Mishkin Mesameach. Also Rashi says in B'Metzir, Samach B'Av, Yain Mesameach Meshaker. Makes you drunk. Grape juice bedar chlal doesn't make you drunk. It's not mentioned as being an yo, but it's nishtaze. Grape juice doesn't make people drunk. You can't become drunk with grape juice. So b'meile, the shaila is, b'meile, grape juice is not mesameach. If grape juice is not mesameach, so why grape juice is beir priya gofer? Grape juice had to be shehakel or bayer priyaitz. Zogdim shlum ezamen ayabach. The answer is, you know why grape juice is bayer priyagofen, even that it's not soid v'mesameach? It's not mesameach? Because it's soid for lovely day mesameach. It already has the koyach inside that soon it will become a soid v'mesameach. So why it has a koyach that soon it will be a soid v'mesameach, so already now you can make Beir Priya Gofen. While in potential it has a koyach of Soid and Mesameach. So while it has a kach of seidum esameach, so ready from now you can make Meir Priya Gofen. He brings up Sarayef and Rashbam and Baba Basra Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara says, Yain koises, you make an etshehakol. So the Rashbam, why? Because it's not mesameach, ve'ein soifo lidei mesameach. So we see that if something is soifo lovi lidei mesameach, you can make Meir Priya Gofen. So this is the reason Klal Yisrael, this is the pshat in the Gemara, as Erev Shem Azal Melo, the pshat, Seichet Odom Eshkel Anovim Vo'emer Olav Kiddush Hayoyim, that even if it's not Mesameach, or the Vav Soifoy Lovo Lidei Mesameach, so it has in potential the Koyach Lovo Lidei Mesameach, so this is the reason we make an grape juice by Erev Priya Gofen. Erev Shem Azal Melo, Lechure, this is good in the old days, grape juice. Today they do, I don't know how you call it, as a, they warm it up as a, that, you know, the grape juice doesn't become wine. If you open a bottle of grape juice, it doesn't become wine even after a couple of weeks. You make it special, that will not get sour later. So the mele, after they do all these chemicals to our grape juice cannot become wine. So our grape juice is not safer, lovely day, mesamech. So if our grape juice is not soifa lovel idei mesameach, so maybe gitayin v'rushu mazalman oyerbach, so our grape juice, you can't make Meir Priya Gofen on it. Because ein soifa lovel idei mesameach. So ein echenami, Reb Eliashiv holds, because of that, you can't make Meir Priya Gofen on grape juice. Only if you buy grape juice that is not pistrach, you know how you say it, But before, if they don't do these things, a normal grape juice of Rebbe Eliashiv holds you can't make Meir Priya Gofen. Now, it's different to Schoetz. What I heard, let's say Basri Eloyerbach Gizot, Rebbe Eliashiv said the Katchila not to make Meir Priya Gofen. The Rav Malas Daphne says that Rebbe Eliashiv told him, as Mekenish Bichlal Machen Meir Priya Gofen of them. But Vinitvi Lekatchila for sure, Rabbi Eliashiv holds as Mekenish Machen Meir Priya Gofen and grape juice. Only if you buy as a fresh grape juice. They have different. Rabbi Gedalia Nadav, Rabbi Leibach has as a grape juice. I heard Sheri Steiner now that they have a new kind of grape juice that if you leave it open, it becomes wine. They special do it as a almost, but they don't warm it in Ganzen. If you leave it open, it also can get spoiled. They tell that their grape juice could become wine. They checked it, and their grape juice could become wine. Of a stam grape juice, of a klal Yisrael, try to be same with Reb Shem Zalman, and they want to drink his grape juice. Of a ein sofer lovoi lidei mesamech. Zach Reb Shem Zalman, of a chabat eretz. When they made the grape juice in the first minute, it was roi lovoi lidei mesamech. Shin chalav dem din yayin. Sume poka. Chala din yayin, b'shar that it became grape juice, sulei paka. Sulei paka. But medav vis, das ist nicht azei klo. Das ist nicht azei klo. The Besyoise brings down af yayin ha-Europei, Europei shevayin, mimacht shehakol niyo bidvore. What is Europei shevayin? So the Knesset Sagdoilo in Tshuva Aleph brings down what is Europeische wine. Europeische wine, Zokter, is they squeeze the grapes and they have juice. They put white sand inside for an hour. Then they sift out that wine, that sand. And from now on, it will never become wine. Grape juice belas. Und auf dem steht in Bis Yosef, Yain Europei, because they shag. And the Sagdoyle explains Pshat in Europeische wine. The Pshat is a kind of tiroish that you put inside white sand, that this white sand makes it that will never become chaymetz, that will never machmitz. So if it will never machmitz, this Europeische wine, this is mamish unser grape juice. So Aravais in Minchas Yitzchok in Chelek Ches brings down, but he had a tshuva saran fakert. That Yain Europei, Zog the Tshuva Saran, that is Yain Esach. Stiers, the Maes is nicht as a club. Rabbi learned that the Iker Psak is like the Tshuva Saran and the Bis Yosef didn't mean. Very schwer to answer. Because of this Knesset Agdoila, a lot of people like a Choshesh like Rabbi Yashiv, that Unzere grape juice, at least the ones that for sure, even if you open them, they don't turn over to be wine. They could get spoiled, but they never become wine. Not to make Beri Priya Gofen on grape juice. Now, Anders sagen different reasons for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman's answer is very schwer, Sulei Poka. So it's two different Hesberim. Some people say the Hesber and the Binegatos for Shmeta. Some people say the reason we could make Beri Priya Gofen on wine is not because Sulei Poka. The Nesra is a Sulei Poka. But the Pshat is a Zeh. The halacha means why grapes we can make Beri Priya Gofen. The halacha is an apple is Beri Priya Eitz. When the apple is small, it's a boiser, you also make Beri Priya Eitz. Why? I explain. In Moshe, someone eats a potato, raw. He makes shakel, it's not ready. He eats an apple, right? It's ready. Potato, only if you cook it, it's ready. So why when the apple is very small, half raw, Shir Boiser, you can make already Beri Priya Eitz. Because it's the same Chefze of the Peiri. And if I was the Chefze from the Peiri, even if it's not ready yet, it has the Din of the Peiri. The Mele, Time that under, grapes is ready as the Chefze like wine. And Noch Mish ready. Make it Mash and Beri Priya Gofen. The Boiser, when you take it off the tree, it can't grow anymore after it. But it was already that mean, it stays. The wine is ready to be wine, it stays wine. I change later, mach nicht eins. Doesn't change. This is the insight. Another reason, I think a better reason maybe, the Gemara says that the reason we make Beri Priya Gofen on wine, because it's soidu mesameach. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman learned Pshat, Nasach Achroinim, you have to have soid and mesamech. Meaning they have a kasha, grape juice is not mesamech, it doesn't make you shikir, you'll have to drink it in Sudam of Seges, me Karadin. I have raised from the Ran and the Ritma and Ketzan Mevorchim, that the reason, the maskon of the Gemara is not soid and mesamech. Soid alone is a reason to make Beri Priya Gofen and wine. There is muchach. Soid, not only because it's mesamech. Because wine fills you up, it's also a reason to make Beri Priya Gofen. I have a raya. From the Shailas HaRishayin in Dortmund. The Gemara said, I will not get a raya to the sugi. But I'm not going to say it in the Gemara Dortmund. I'm going to say soid and mesamech, soid alay. Now, by me it's poshet that soid doesn't become after the wine becomes wine. Even when it's grape juice, it's soid. There's zot. If it's not mesameach, mecha teisa, it's soid. Have a lot of rayas. I will say some of them. The marshal, the halacha is that when you drink wine, you have to make ala gefen ve'al priya gefen. But so why we don't do ala gefen ve'al priya gefen? Because the birkas hamazon from after the mazon is poiter de ala gefen ve'al priya gefen. This is the reason the marshal in the laseida that we don't make ala gefen ve'al gefen. Because the Birkas HaMazon is poiter. Birkas HaMazon is not poiter Shar Brochas. So the Rishonim, Boval Yain is soid. So soid, but the Evet, Birkas HaMazon is poiter. So the Chura, we never heard that someone used Arba Kaisers grape juice, if you could use grape juice for Arba Kaisers, we never heard that he has to make a Birkas HaMazon. None of the Poiskim said that if you drink grape juice, so you can be, every time a person makes a kiddush on grape juice, has to make a gefen in the end of the Suda. Lo yishamanu. The Teretz is, it's soid. Bring another raya. It's the issue to drink wine Erev Pesach. The Gemara says, lo yishta olam yayin Erev Pesach. Because misat soid, and you were not allowed to, could eat the Suda at the oven. There's no difference grape juice or wine. You're not allowed to drink Erev Pesach. Why? The Teretz says, grape juice is also soid. There's more rights. So the Mele, we have, so we have better than three reasons why we could make a Geffen and our grape juice. Other Mishnah Zaman holds because 1 minute it was roi lovely the yain, chalaf the madin shem yain sulei porka, other because soid, other because it's already the chefza from the andere zach, bald vatzach vain, so even like a little boiser, you have the broche. Aber bitzad sheini, we have Rabbi Yashiv, and we had Knesset HaGdoila Be'etzem, that while yain ha'eropei is not going to become wine soon, steht in Knesset HaGdoila that is she'akot, so many of the machmirim tell that you cannot use grape juice. So in the vial we have two reasons not to use grape juice for Kiddush. One reason not to use grape juice for Kiddush, because the Mishnah Berurah says lekatchila it's kedai to use wine. Another reason not to use grape juice, because the Mishnah Berurah, because we know that the Rabbi Yashiv holds that our grape juice is not soifeli as yain, the male it's not a good grape juice. Aber mikol makom people that it's hard for them, I see they're making on themselves, and they use grape juice. Moskem and Tom, a lot of people, Klal Yisrael, Hanachlem, Le Klal Yisrael, it's very hard for them to drink wine, so they make it on themselves, and they use grape juice. So that's what I mentioned. Let me get invited. But we have to know, it's already very shaky. The whole matzah and grape juice is very b'dievet. I also use grape juice, the vial. But it's a very b'dievet in the matzah. The machlek is a poiski. Let me get invited. I think this lemaisa was miskabel that people are saying mechanit. I think Rav Moshe was saying mechanit. But that gives a hechsher on grape juice. I said, but there's a lot of people. It says that b'kosem b'yir p'ri ha'gofen b'dor klah. A lot of people are saying that you can make a gofen on grape juice. Now, there's a new problem in grape juice. We'll go step by step. As a Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Dalet, Shchanor Paskins and Reish Dalet. Shnabur Paskins and Simon Reish Dalet. You know, if someone holds once a bottle of grape juice or wine, a lot of times it says on it, some doesn't say. Some says on it, Birkosoi Boirei Priya Gofen. Gam ledas abis Yosef. You see a lot of Bibles that says, "Birkosay beirei pri agofen." Gam ledas abis Yosef. What is this bis Yosef? Shulchan Aruch in Reish Dalet states as Shomrei Yain. Someone has from the grapes inside the water. Mevor halem beirei pri agdain. If someone im nosan sholish min, a person has shmorim from Yain, and he adds water inside. So if he has a quarter wine and three quarters water, it's like yain mazuk umevarich beir pri agofen. Zog de Shulchan Aruch, it's only beyeinu shaloim, it's enough a quarter wine and three quarters water. Aval yeinu shalonu, that are shvach, even if you have a quarter of wine and three quarters of water, it's not good. So in the old days, a quarter wine and three quarters water is good. Unzere wines, even if you have a quarter wine and three quarters water, it's not good. How much? Chvesnish. Hagoye ubilvad sheloiye echot mishisha. So the Ramah, but at least that a sixth will be wine. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that in all wines at shvach, a quarter wine is already too less. You have to have a third wine, a half wine, a quarter wine, and the rest water is not good. Zog de Ramo ober bilvat, a sixth will be wine. What is going on here? So the Mishnah Berurah learns pshat, the Goel learns pshat, the Shulchan Aruch Harav learns pshat, there is no machlekes. The Goel is going a normal wine. You take grapes, you make wine, you're allowed to add for every wine, six water. Then five. You're allowed to add times five the same water, then the water is one of the six. This is what you're allowed to add. The Shulchan Aruch spoke not a normal wine. You had shmorei yain. It's not real wine. and you're adding water to take out from the shmorim the yayin, there the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even a quarter wine is not good. But if someone takes wine, sixth wine, and the rest water is good. This is what the Mishneh Brura learns pshat in the Rambam. Lefi unzer Mishneh Brura, lefi unzer Goyim Mivilne, lefi unzer Shulchan Aruch Harav, is no Bes Yosef, is no Ramah. Every time you can add 1/6 water, 1/6 wine, and the rest water, and it's okay. And there's no chisol. The Kafachayim learns nishtazim. The Kafachayim learns that it's machlekes Shulchan Aruch mit Ramah. The Ramah holds 1/6 wine is good, and the Bes Yosef learns has to be more from a quarter, a third wine. So we have a machlekes. Lefi the Kafachayim, lefi the Sfardim, you have to have at least, a third wine. But if it's a quarter wine, it's not good. So lefi the Sfardim, as Elchas Nish calls it, you have to have a third of wine and 2/3 of water. More from that, it's not a gofen. Lefi the Ashkenazim, you could say mechan the Ramah, and you can have till a sixth wine and the rest wine. So when they write to you on the bottle, you can make a goffin even if it is Sfardim, if it is Yosef, they mean in this bottle is a third wine and 2/3 water. Maybe more wine. But it's not more from 2/3 of water. So in the Alter Yochum, this is what they did in the wine. If you didn't have that little piece of paper, it meant that you have a sixth wine in the yes water. If you have it written down, so the badats in the old days, Taka was samech on that, a sixth wine was Taka expensive, so it was very diluted, the wine, they add sugar, you don't feel the difference. And they only had a sixth wine, the rest was water. The rest was water. I don't want to say, oh, they asked Rav Bengis how the badats could give us a hechsher. Lefi the Sfardim, it's not good. Lefi the Kafachayim. She says, today already they write, even if it is Sfardim is good, I feel if you have a Yosef. But in the old days, you just have Berei Pri HaGofen. Or some bottles yet you could buy, it doesn't say Sfardim Ashkenazi. Today if it doesn't say Shmektzach, then there's a lot of water there. Because if there anyway is not a lot of water, they for sure for business they would write that it's good even if it is Yosef. So if you go to a bottle and it doesn't say Lefido Bis Yosef, tell too that you only have a little bit wine there. So they ask the Badat, so how the Badat gives the Hechshel? The Fidu B'Siyasis is nish good. So like them, look good what state in the Hechshel. Based in Tzedek L'chol Makalis Ashkenazim. They made that we're forgiving Hechshel for the Ashkenazim. But the Pshat is, and nish gemein mistam as a shalf. And gemein that we pass it like the Mishnah Brura, that even the Sfardim Amoide. The Mishnah Brura means that it's not B'Siyasis. The Kafachayim Tain is that the Sfardim have to be Machmer. The Mishnah Brura and the Goyen say there's no need for the Sfardim to be Machmer. Das ist der Weil, das noch nicht kein Sibbe zu machen ist. So, people want to be machmud like Afachayim, they try to find that is a third wine and 2/3 of water. Kum der Elio Rabbe, it brings down the Oilas Shabbos, that the Oilas Shabbos says, Aval Yeno Shalomu, unsere Wein ist Gorschwach, ve'afilu Moisif Mikzas Maim, you can't make an it by a prayer gofen. So the lashon from the Eliyahu Rabbe do. The Eliyahu Rabbe. Ramosi u bilvad shelo yeh. Vekosa vel estomit. Venire achshov sheno yagim klal im zeis yayin refuim. Im nisarev meat mayim. Afilu hamayim shenisarvu boi pochis miyayin. Afilu hochi ein mevorchim alov by a prayer gofen. Miu lemaise tzorich iyum. And the Kafachayim brings it down. The Kafachayim brings it down. So the Eliyahu Rabbe paskins, even me'at mayim is not good. The Prime Godim brings down this Eliyahu Rabbe, and he says, Bizmechtzo. If it's 51 wine, then it's good. If it's more from 51 water, 49 wine, it's not good. So the most of the Hechsherim today, again, it doesn't say on it, I'm Choshed. But most of the Hashem, so now I'll give you the list of the grape juices. Most of the Hashem today already alluded to the problem, even though the Mishnah Berurah never mentioned it. Aber Yo Rabbe, Prima Godim, and everyone is a Kafachayim brings it out. And there might be at least 51% wine and 49% water. But the big nafkamino is that when you come home in Kiddush, if you're missing a little bit in the wine, you can't add a bit water. Because if you add water, then it becomes ice wine. So you're not allowed to add. If you're missing in your Kiddush cup, you can't add a bit water because then you can pass on it. Lesfadrim and even Evel Ashkenazim. The same.
Wait, all
what?
All wine.
No, you could, you don't know. But the Bible is technical what they do. But most Echsherim, some people Echsherim don't know that. The Rabbi Machshir only learned Mishneh Berurah. So he saw that you're allowed to have a sixth wine. And Shtikel Mutan with Chochem Rabbi Machshir, he knows this, he's Choshish for the Sfardim. A third wine. Chaznish said, be the quarter. Be the third wine. If it's more Machmir, it's Choshish de Leon Rabbe, at least 51% wine and the rest water. So the Melech, but it's not good to add water because you never know the percentage how much the company added. Bizdor is beside him. Pikuman Rebel Yashiv. And it's ready, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Lecheure, Lecheure, this is what they say. This is what the Piskechivas brings down. But we'll see about it, Reb Shlomo Zalman, like I said it. Reb Shlomo Zalman, Rebach, and said, this is in wine. In wine, you can add water. Grape juice is Bichlal Nat Soid V'Mesameach. If you add even a drop of water, lekule almes shehakol, and you can't do kiddush on it. Any kind of a Yashiv told me today, le'acher, till a spoon to a cup you can add, a spoon of water. Because at the beginning the machmirim started to wipe the cups, lefi Rabbi Yashiv. They heard that his machmir has no water. So he told him, be the spoon of water you can have inside the cup of the grape juice. But if you have more from a spoon in the water, spoon, a teaspoon, a table, a tablespoon of Facebook. Even a little bit water. I saw it was a malakit, someone said, broch, it's a malakit. I saw it brings down the Yashiv told him, couple drops of water, don't mind. Kama tipi maim, lo nora. Now, so they say it look like this. I just want to explain the picture. Be'etz and grape juice is bichlal of poshut that is grape juice. Katchila Mishnah Berurah says you have to have wine. Even in wine, the Levush said, the Leon Rabbi says a bit water is not good. No, you don't have to be choshish to that. But in grape juice, choshish, that we're not so sure if it's a grape juice, Michlal, and grape juice is a chidush, that Sofer L'Yisya'in, even though it never could be like that, such a grape juice that Mikol Mekoyim, dear and you can't add water. I know, what? No, I'm saying like this. Is a machlekes. The Levush had a tzad that every wine with water is not good. We want to be makel. Now, if the pshad the zach is for sure bei priyag gofen, it's leichter to be makel. If it's a sofek bichlal, if it's bei priyag gofen, and we're saying even if the Levush would be wrong in wine, but maybe in grape juice he would be right, because maybe in grape juice the svara is. Now, I want to be masber shtikel. Where's the lumpus? The big taina against that chumra is, and this must see that Rav Shlomo Zalman Lechura never meant it. I ask you a shayla, someone takes orange juice. Right? The Chazanish holds orange juice is very priyot. Misofek we do shehakol. Because orange juice is not mash. Chazanish holds an orange juice meikar adin you have to make very priyot because it's aimed for drink. It's not Zeya Be'alme, but it's a suffix the Chazanish says to make Shaka. But love is only orange juice would be Be'er Priyaitz. If someone would add a spoon, if water inside would be Shehakol, you have a vegetable soup, so it's Be'er Priyadoma. Then you add a spoon of water, it becomes Shehakol. Someone takes bread. Bread is a moitzi. He adds a couple spoons of corn flour. So it's Be'er Shehakol? You go basar the roiv. Los up yain. Los up mezige. A little bit, why a little bit will disturb? Why a little bit will disturb? L'chure, all of the halachas of wine were halachas that wine, even normally zachen, if you put a little bit of bread and you put six times water, it's she'akoil. But in wine is halacha yain mozuk. The wine with the water becomes what? And grape juice, tainus rabbi Shlomo Zalman, is not mezige. Mezige is in yain atzmoi. Don't be stuck in mezige. You could be mezig yain. You can't be mezig grape juice. Grape juice is not a zachen, you could be mezig. Wine, you could be mezig. Grape juice, you can't be mezig. You can't be mezig grape juice. Makes sense? So chidush and wine, there is a musig of mezige. You could be mezig bread. You can't be mezig bread. So remember, you can't be mezig grape juice. This is what Shlomo Zalman Stein is given. You can't be mezig grape juice. Mechanish mezig grape juice. Mask him, don't be mezig grape juice. But it's not mezige. A little bit water is mevatel it. L'chura is no market to be mevatel. The mele, the truth of Shlomo Zalman spoke on someone, the truth if you see inside spoke on a person that took grape juice and made a powder out of it. Now he dried up the grape juice and dried it and dried it and dried it till it became like a powder. Now he takes the powder and he wants to add water again to make grape juice. So Shlomo Zalman, so l'chure, you could put six times water. So he's like, no, it's only mezige and yain, not mezige and grape juice. Although if someone takes time grape juice and adds a little bit water, mitzad sheini, time is the bismanish from Rabbi Yashiv, it's different. Wine, be'etzem, got a zeh choshev ebroche, b'yir priya gofen. Everything that touches the king, that touches that choshev wine, spoils his special taste. Chazal o metaken for yayin, was a choshev taste. Epis water when he changes his taste. Again, but it's not so poshut. If the gold, the motion of grape juice that is soid, like we said, epis water spoils the soid? Soid for the ACI. Epis spoils the taste? They tell you, yain is as a, yain, we learn alamal pshat, the chidush in yain is that you could add B six times. Then in fact, the etzem in yain, you cannot add nothing. And they say, we have a raya. You saw the levush wanted to say, yain is shalonu, you can't add. So we give tichad the levush. But they say, if I was right, that you can't be mevatalit, so how the levush had a tzad, that even tipas mayim disturbs the wine. Why is this wine has a din, chashivus chashivus, and you're not allowed to be again that chashivus. And even if you add a little bit of water, you poke him that chashivus. So you have to know, it's not so pashut. It's a Mishneh Brura in Reish Beis, a Ramo. The Ramo in Reish Beis zogt, if someone took wine, 50% wine, and 50% beer, and he mixed it together, zogt the Bira Alocha, you go lefi roiv. If it's 51% wine and 49 beer, agofen. 51 beer and 49 wine, shehakur. Zag the Morgan Avram, I alamol, you can add water till six times, mikan adin. So yeah, but beer and wine don't mix together. So you go basaroiv. Why you go basaroiv? Spoil the elikavine? The Talmud says, wine is wine, beer is beer. If you mix them together, we go basaroiv. So ein lechanami. And our grape juice, the shvachi grape juice. You add a little bit of water, you go basaroiv. And the answer, this was the levush paskin. If you see the primogonim said, if it's roiv wine, 51% wine, we're not choshish to the levush. Because ein lechanami, our wines are shvach. It's no mezigi and our wine. Of the 50%, 51% is right. But they tiny no. Now, it's different Shmuel's underzog, and someone, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yashiv told me tonight, the Enikel told me he told him till a spoon, the word spoon, he told him. And the Talmidim told me, Rabbi Yashiv holds that after a spoon it could change the taste. But if a taket doesn't change the taste, so taket doesn't make a difference. When you get a grape juice, you never know if it changes the taste or not, because they put sugar that you are not chav that it changes the taste. This is lemaisa the argument. So nochamot. A lot of grape juices, the moshel tirosh from Karbel Mizrahi, in the Yerushalayim, you have Mesois, spoke to Yikvi Tzion today, all of these companies don't add water. So there be'etzem, when you drink their grape juice, you only go into the first shaila that it's not meant to be wine, because it's cooked already, and the merit will never become wine. So the firm shum is not, the firm yashiv, it could be a problem, other b'di'evet, other lekatchila. And the other grape juices, then you have the problem. So, nochmal, if they add stam water, could be lefi different sheetahs, is a problem. 50%, 30%. But I'm saying this is an heavy wine. And grape juice could be a bigger problem. So I want to first, before I want to have ois cheshbon epes. So you have to know that when you come to a country, achveis, that you don't know, they give you as achveis, the basin from achveis, from Poland, it's grape juice, you're not sure if you can make a bracha. Could be they think grape juice is wine, and they learn the Mishnah Berurah, and they put a sixth wine, grapes, 1.6 from grape juice. The rest they put water. So the mele lefi de levush is garnished, the rebbe yashiv is garnished, the shomazamel is garnished, the everyone is garnished. It's roif. Say if you buy a good hechsher, and today I'm saying, and if it says on it gam ledas abis yosef, so then at least you know that they. Also, it could be that they put one third wine and the rest water. And again, now Shmuel Zalman says nochazach that even if he's wrong, that's a hand good. I feel him and he toye, says Shmuel Zalman, and you could make an itbeirah priagofen and you could make an itkiddush, but it's posher that brocha achroino you can't do on it. He says like this: why we said it's mezige, if a blunt zach tzamen. And grape juice, we said, is no mezige. Okay, so it's not nevato the grape juice. But the halacha is, if someone eats a cookie and it has cream on top, you make mezoinis. But if it's not kezais from the mean dogon, the achro is that we don't make bracha achroina. The male, if it's no revis from pure wine, zogim shlo mezalmen, legabe bracha achroina. So if you want to make on different grape juices, bracha achroina is kedai to drink two or three cups. Then you're covered. Because even if it's a third, so three cups, you for sure have a revis. So nochamot, I'm saying, legabi brocha rishoyna is leichter to be made. I'm not sure, a spoon, two spoons, I'm saying, Rabbi Yashiv said, mekanish chaylik zayin. But even if someone, aravais, paskins claw, and milchas itzchok, then even in grape juice you can add water. Reb Nissim Kareli told, even in grape juice you can add water. But I'm saying, even if you will say, no, I make it, I can't do it. So I'm saying, but bracha achroina you can do. Bracha achroina you can do. Again, Nishayla Hamot. I'm telling you again, these four companies, Tirosh from Karbel Mizrahi, and someone told me, Kenem also, some of them, Achveisnish, and some Mesois, and you have to know, on the grape juice it says 100%. Now there's two kinds of grape juice. Some says 100% natural. But this means water is also natural. No, we ask that, no, it's like as it. If it says 100% grape juice, no sugar, but it doesn't say no water. If it's, I'm telling you, no, the companies have a right. As the law, you're allowed to. If you write 100% grape juice, you're not allowed to add water. Also, you're allowed to epis, as the law, you have to know. Because epis is amount, I think 2%, you don't have to write. But if you write 100% natural, there's bichlal no wine, there's no water. It means there's no chemicals, that's all zach. Now, the only shaila is, in this taka, loy shomati, so I tried to find out a little bit. So we said, be'etzem, is three reasons not to use grape juice. First, the Chofetz Chaim zogt Mishnah Berurah lekatchila to use wine. Then, Shmuel Zalman says, the grape juice is nish as a poshet, Shmuel Zalman Rebbe Yashiv. And then you have to know if they play with the water is a problem. So the Shaila is Azeg. I can't drink wine. I can't. Shvachayit. I have Bochim come for Shabbos. I'm a supik if I have to give them to do Kiddush. Or at least to do on wine, and they will drink the Revis wine. to be yoytze the mekatchile from the Mishnah Brura. And also these shittas. I'm not saying, for these shittas alei, nechneit ish al b'choshesh. But the Mishnah Brura says lekatchile to do why? So what is better, to do kiddush alein and then grape juice? Or to be yoytze the din lekatchile and wine and to give one of the guests to do wine? The vay l'chob is kempshitis to the shayla.
So you ran to someone else because he wanted to mash the chicken because there's no roi cholov. Because with the water is not roi cholov.
Only 3% milk up, it's not
3% fat.
3% fat, doesn't it? Take away the cream.
But Matthias had exile. And Baba Basu had exile. And Baba Matthias had Samachbaba with base.
Saita.
Why can't you make money? So, I said, Broch is Lamed Hay. This
guy's a Josh.
This guy's a
Josh is in reviews. I'm saying reviews are young, right? So, you can't have more water in reviews. You can't have more water.
squirrels the taste of the wine.
My sir, Dalat Kosh is the same exact stuff.
Yeah, I understand. Now, I didn't go to it, but Dalat Kosh is fruits from all of this, the brown Dalat Kosh. You understand how much... I'm saying, add all of this to one version.
So if you want to add water to Dalat Kosh,
you can.
Even to Yain?
To Yain, you could, if it's pure.
How much Yain?
How much the company had? If the company already used, then you can add.
Then let's say it didn't use.
Then you can add.
No one has 100% yain.
Burgundy royal wine. Forget it. It's 100% wine. Water, no sugar.
She's got it. Let me get down to the natural. His grape juice.
Color the bottle.
Yeah, adds 25% water.
How much?
Get down to the natural. Adds 25%
water. A good wine nowadays is a good expensive wine. 100% wine.
What are the other name?
100%. A good wine.
Cheap wine.
I don't know. I don't know. So what is expensive? 100 pounds?
Famous,
man. Most people.
So I should say, how much do you have to know?
I've never told me how much. I've never heard a person. I've never heard of a yid that makes on a mechira wafer.
How many regular?
No, Angel, how big is that? So he makes them two. He says, it's not so much again. No one eats as I. No one. Chocolate flour.
Sir, blown up is the bread.
What? Put in 2 cups of flour for a cake.
Yeah. That's the
sugar and eggs.
Blown up is not
wrong. Mission is chocolate. Sugar, mission.
Yeah, if you don't really desire some kind of like that.
The middle bit is a tzara, the middle bit is a tzara, the other one because it has the kishta tzara, the other one because Look at that. Is this enough for Brina Fushes? How much for Brina Fushes in one go?
No, two, three, no.
From the bottom or from the top?
Take all together, how much have you made for? One go, how much have you made for?
From where?
To the
here. From the bottom to the
Das ist nicht so, wir kämen auch von der Schizein, wir kämen auch von der Schizein. Aber dann wird es mir auch zusammen.
למשל, is that you could eat the kizayitz. You see the ritva, means to say, יש באחר גייס אחר אז דוגו, so it has a שם מזוין עצמי.
זה כזה
מזוין. Not to leave the room. You change rooms, I have some.
So you have to have a sink in Zag dining room.
Yeah, but it could be as a hefse. So what we do is that someone stays in the room till they don't come back. As they be in a moitzi, if someone in Bnei Chabur stays, he's just a hefse. No. That's a chum. What? It's a hefse, but even a sula.
So you have to have someone not mind at a dining room.
It's a hefse, it's a chum. It's krob alam always machter. No one knew the reason. Only recently, a shmur pal, it's a tshuva nekadmoyim that says this was the reason it was krob alam always machter. Rishu also is machter, but he didn't know why. Rishu asked him, said, because he saw it, does it, but he didn't know what to why. So I'm machter from there, I stay at the table for the bachim come back. Because of the side there's the mice you'll have kiddush on the ayin. Someone else will listen.
What's the side that Rebbe should make?
Right, it's a shayah but mitzvah, but here's the side that you can be able to like a tchil of wine.
What's the
chisson
if someone else makes?
I don't know, not
saying
it's a chisson, but...
I'm saying?
It's a chisson in the house, it's not the barabai for what I do, it's only super.
Also you have a suffix and then a broker and then a hot lish kentam, so... If you have one of these like wheat grape juices and you add a little bit of wine to it.
Wine, yes.
So that would be enough. Even if I add a little bit of wine.
Could be enough. Could be doesn't.
I know some people who like they can't drink what's
wine.
They have these shvach American grape juices, the place sparkling and the place was, and but they add a little bit of wine.
I don't know. You have to know their amount. It's not supposed to. I don't know what it is.
Bubbly.
I know that it's bubbly. I don't know what it's inside.
Other gas, natural
sure
it
is
next.
Natural for sure, though. Natural gas, is it animal?
Should I put red wine?
What? Well, I have two of my ideas in red wine. See what it is. What's in the Yerushalayim. The soy.
In order to be holding on.
Like a French company. Kenneth has natural ones. How can we sell them?
Kenneth
has natural ones. Kenneth has
natural ones. How
does he
sell them? How does he get you? So French, I'm sorry, they end up being bigger than
There was more companies, but you can see it, I spoke with today. I'm not even the
Yeah,
110 Davis?
110 just the companies.
That's what they call it, but they don't have more religious.
If you're sucking, kind of sucking candy, you say a bracha, you leave the room, and you come back, and you're still sucking the same candy.
The same binyan?
Let's say you leave the venue. Let's say you leave the venue.
But you're sucking the candy bracha, the whole time. You're sucking candy the whole time.
That's a posh
in the same binyan?
Even though you're sucking same the candy in your mouth the whole time.
So you're not allowed to leave the room.
This one, don't worry.
No,
you
will
be the answer on the mice of Malachilos.
That's a question.
Is that the guy giving a headache? Is the kid you left in the middle of the meeting? What if a guy's taking makes a break for you and as he's taking a bite out of the apple, he's walking outside of the building? Same thing. Brach levadol.
You have apple time? Brach levadol.
Even if he's continuously eating?
He's eating. He took a bite out and as he's chewing on the apple, he walks out.
There's a shit if you had a das and you're walking in the way. It's good. If you start, better to make the brach outside the house, not inside the house.
So you make a brach outside, you take a bite, you're in the middle of chewing. When you get outside, you stop chewing. Yeah. Spit out what's in your mouth and make another bracha.
I didn't say that.
So say, what are you doing?
You
just stop.
So you don't eat? You're not allowed to do it? But if you want to walk and eat, the best thing is to start the bracha outside. Then some shit is on the whole derech. If you eat in the derech.
Oh, but if you didn't start outside and you didn't think that you were going
to
go outside.
You're not allowed to eat outside.
What's the idea now?
Yeah, he called it the bitter color. It's not the burn the alcohol. Yeah, the wine.
If I take a bite now, and then I just go outside without chewing, so I have to make
some
breakfast.
What if the guy took the bite inside and they made a very nice sausage inside and he knew he was going to be going outside to go ahead and eat more?
I don't remember.
Is that a problem of bracha shem tzichim?
You have to know what is that bracha klo. I'm not sure what klo is that bracha. It's the whole stuff in Shibur. Melech Badel.
And the halacha lemai is the wafers. You should make a halamichyan. Make a mazonos.
But again, I'm not saying I'm Rav Neuber and I take pretzels in the mashal.
Rabbi has a shear of pretzels and... Those.
Like this, I didn't say that. A full.
Matchbox
now.
That's small
matchbox,
isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the say that my waitress used to come
to the
flowers? Eventually, you're okay. Very good. Very good. Very
good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very
No, the mother flour, the
it's very
sugar.
Flaky. It's very much flaky.
Flour, sugar is gone. Even the dough is gone.
The
chocolate cake, that's only 2 cups, but the kazai is a small part. And I still find the kazai in 200 pieces.
My name is with the Israeli oven, the Israeli bakery. It's kimat all made from pastries. The extra spoon. That's a kalim.
So it's like Minnesota?
That's kalim is bikke margarine.
What?
Bikke margarine.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
It's a ganze hoch. It gets flaky, otherwise it doesn't make
help. I don't understand.
What? 200 grams.
It's not that 10 minutes.